All right, everyone, welcome back. We always talk about staying safe online, and today, it's not just advice, it's kind of urgent. We're going to do a deep dive into a security problem with Google Chrome. And our sources are saying it's being used by attackers right now.
You got it. We're not talking hypotheticals here. This is real. This is happening. People are being targeted. Our goal is to break it down, make sure you understand the risks, and most importantly, what you got to do to protect yourself.
And this isn't just a small glitch. We're talking about a zero-day vulnerability. Sounds a little jargony, I know, but what it means is this is a security hole that the bad guys found before even Google knew about it, before they had a chance to fix it. Like, it's already out there in the wild.
Absolutely. Zero day, it means, just as it sounds, attackers are using it before the developer, in this case Google, even knows about it. No time to patch, no time to warn anyone.
Okay, so let's get down to it. What is this threat exactly? We're talking about CVE 2025 2783. And yeah, it's classified as high severity, so, that alone should tell you this is serious stuff.
It is. It's within the Mojo framework, and specifically when Chrome is running on Windows. Now, Mojo, think of it like the internal communication system of the browser, how different parts talk to each other. The researchers at Kaspersky, they found this. They're saying it's an incorrect handle provided in unspecified circumstances.
Incorrect handle.
Yeah. So what does that even mean for, the average person browsing the web? It's like, okay, great, incorrect handle, but what does that actually do?
Yeah, good point. So this incorrect handle, it lets attackers get out of Chrome's sandbox. And the sandbox is like a protective bubble around your browser, stops anything bad that's happening inside from spreading to your whole computer.
Right. The sandbox is like a key security feature. So if
Yeah.
they break out of that, what, they can just run wild on your system?
Pretty much. They bypass all those security measures and run their own code right on your Windows system. You might not even notice anything's wrong just by visiting a website. Boom, you're infected. That's unsettling, to say the least. Our sources specifically talk about cyber espionage. Like, just clicking a link and someone's watching everything you do kind of makes you think twice about what you click on, huh?
For sure. And you got to remember, these vulnerabilities, they're not always used alone. Think of it like, picking a lock on your front door, then finding out that also disables your alarm system because they're connected.
So they can chain these exploits together to get even deeper into your system. Yikes.
Yep. And it's not just theoretical. It's already being used. Operation Forum Troll, that's what they're calling it. Sounds like something out of a spy movie, but it's a real phishing campaign.
Right, Operation Forum Troll. And it wasn't just random, they were very specific about who they targeted.
Very targeted, not mass emails or anything like that.
Huh.
Personalized links sent to very specific people.
And how easy was it to actually get infected? Like, what did people have to do?
Scarily easy, just clicking the link. If you're on Chrome, Windows, that was it. You didn't have to download anything, no passwords. Just click, and the exploit starts running.
And then, as if that wasn't enough, this first exploit, it was just the first step. They found evidence of another one, even more powerful, working alongside it.
Right. The second one, remote code execution.
Yeah.
Full control of your computer from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Wow. So who's behind this? Any idea? Our sources are pointing to some pretty serious players.
Yeah, Kaspersky, they're saying it's a state-sponsored APT group. And APT, that stands for Advanced Persistent Threat. We're not talking your average hacker here.
So state-sponsored, that means what? A government is behind this?
Likely, yeah. The technical skills, how targeted the campaign was, all points to a well-funded group, lots of resources, probably backed by a nation.
And if we look at the targets, who they went after, well, it paints a pretty clear picture, doesn't it? Media, academics, government agencies, all in Russia. Seems like espionage is the name of the game here.
Definitely seems that way. Not interested in stealing money or just causing chaos. They want information, sensitive data, classic espionage stuff.
Okay, so that's the bad news. What's the good news? What did Google do once they, figured out what was going on?
Well, got to give them credit. They acted fast. Got to patch out version 134.0.69.177 of Chrome, Windows users specifically.
And it wasn't just, announcement. They actually started pushing the update out right away, March 26th, so some people listening might already have it.
Right, rolling it out in phases. And that quick response, it was critical. This patch, it shuts down the exploit chain. No more automatic infections using this method.
Okay, so this is the most important part. What do you, listening right now, need to do to protect yourself? No jargon, just clear steps.
First and foremost, if you're on Windows using Chrome, update immediately.
Yep.
Get that version 134.0.698.177 or any newer one that's available. That's where the fix is.
Seriously, if you're on Windows using Chrome, Pause this right now. Go update. We'll wait. All right, back. Good. So updates, that's number one. What else should people be doing?
Well, even with the patch, always be careful what you click on. Links from unfamiliar sources, anything that looks even a little bit suspicious, don't click it. Even if it looks like it's from someone you know, double check that web address before you click.
Good advice. And what about antivirus software? Does that help in a situation like this?
Definitely. A good antivirus with real-time protection enabled, it's like an extra layer of defense. It might catch something that tries to exploit even if you haven't patched yet.
It's like a safety net. You hope you never need it, but you're glad it's there, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's zoom out a little. This whole thing, it's not just a one-off, is it? What does this tell us about the state of cybersecurity, like, in general, in 2025?
It tells us things are getting more sophisticated, more targeted. Zero-day exploits, they're becoming more common. This cat-and-mouse game between attackers and security, it's not slowing down.
So being reactive, waiting for a problem, then fixing it, it's not enough anymore.
Not really. Got to be proactive, think ahead, be prepared. Because attackers, they're always looking for new ways in, new things to exploit.
So what's the answer? How do we, you know, as individuals, as organizations, how do we stay ahead of this?
Real-time monitoring, that's big. Got to be able to spot unusual activity right away. Sharing information, threat intelligence between security companies, researchers, that's crucial. And just being aware, educating yourself, knowing what to look for, how to avoid those risky clicks, that goes a long way.
Makes sense. Now, our sources, they had a few frequently asked questions, things people might be wondering about, like, does this affect Chrome on all operating systems, Mac, Android, things like that?
From what we know, this specific vulnerability, the CVE-2025-2783, it's in the Mojo framework, but specifically on Chrome for Windows. So while updating is always good practice no matter what you use, this one seems to be Windows specific.
Good to know. And just to be crystal clear, people are probably wondering if they update to the version we mentioned or any later one, they're good, right? They're protected from this.
That's right. The patch in 134.0.6998.177 and later, it addresses this vulnerability. So update and you're good to go.
Now someone might be thinking, hey, I already have antivirus. I'm good, right?
Well, antivirus is great, it's important, but for 0 days, for exploits that are actively being used, the patch, that's your main line of defense. Antivirus is a backup, it's a safety net, but the patch fixes the actual hole.
Makes sense. Okay, last question. How do people stay informed about this stuff, about future vulnerabilities, threats, all that?
Stay updated. Subscribe to security advisories, bulletins from the vendors, like Google. Follow good cybersecurity news sources, researchers, and this is key, enable automatic updates for everything, your operating system, browsers, all of it. That'll keep you ahead of the curve.
Good advice. So bottom line, using Chrome on Windows, update right now. Version 134.0.6999.8.177 or later. That's your takeaway from this deep dive.
Couldn't agree more. And this whole situation, it just shows you how the cybersecurity landscape is always changing. Always got to be vigilant. Always got to be one step ahead.
Yeah, it really makes you think. This deep dive, CVE-2025-2783, Operation Form Troll, it shows you how vulnerable we can be. So beyond just updates, what else can you do right now to make yourself safer online? It's a question worth thinking about, even after this deep dive is over.